Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. How many of you out there know anything about the U.S. Food for Peace program? The reason it's getting some attention now is because there's an effort to make a dramatic change in the program. We have hungry people in the world, and because of weather or other problems over the last 50 years, the United States has been there to help, delivering food for the starving. The food aid program was started in 1954 under President Eisenhower. We transport in U.S. ships food from the United States to the hungry. This has been a popular program because we're generous. We want to help those that are suffering. We're providing our own food and transporting it in our own ships. And that means more jobs for the United States. Over the years, we have delivered at least some of the food to non-governmental organizations, which sell the food to the people, and the proceeds are used for development projects. I've been in Moldova, met with their farm families that have a dairy collection station where they collect milk from hundreds of small farms with one or two cows each. The milk is made into cheese and yogurt and so forth. That station was a byproduct of our food aid program. Our food aid can be more than food aid. It can result in business development. I've been in Ukraine and seen the farm service businesses that have been started because of the monetization of our food aid. We are not talking about an expensive aid program. It is not a huge amount of money, less than $2 billion per year. The question before us is, do we continue the Food for Peace program as it has been operated over the years, or do we just give the hungry countries money so that they can buy their own food? Probably not from the United States. And such a change would be easier and less expensive. In the United States, we don't have food surpluses like we did in years past. Why not just give the hungry countries money? And I respond with 2 points. With direct cash, I'm not sure that we will be able to sustain the very successful development projects that I've talked about. And secondly, if we give cash, how certain are we that the money will be used to buy food? Given the corruption in many of the needy countries, we might guess that our food aid money could end up in someone's pocket. So maybe it's time for a change. I guess I'm just not convinced. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.